This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Russian President Vladimir Putin today spoke to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam in India. During the telephonic conversation, Mr. Putin conveyed his deepest condolences on the loss of innocent lives and expressed full support to India in the fight against terrorism. He emphasized that the perpetrators of the heinous attack and their supporters must be brought to justice. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, both the leaders reiterated their commitment to further deepen the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi conveyed greetings to President Putin on the celebration of the 80th anniversary of Victory Day and invited him for the annual summit to be held in India later this year. India and Japan have condemned terrorism in all its forms and reaffirmed their commitment towards strengthening the bilateral relations and contributing towards regional peace. The two nations reviewed the defense and security pillars of the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership during the bilateral meeting held between Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Japanese counterpart General Niketani in New Delhi today. In his opening remarks, Mr. Singh thanked the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Mr. Singh condemned Pakistan's state policy of cross-border terrorism against India, perpetrated through state and non-state actors. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Speaker of the House of Representatives of Japan, Fukushiro Nakaga, in New Delhi today, along with his parliamentary colleagues and business delegation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he thanked Mr. Nakaga for the expression of solidarity and support on the Pahalgam terrorist attack. He appreciated his leadership in developing this natural relationship between India and Japan. Indian Navy and Defence Research and Development Organisation have successfully undertaken combat firing of the indigenously designed and developed Multi-Influence Ground Mine, MIGM. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, Indian Navy and the defence industry on this achievement. He said that the system would further enhance undersea warfare capabilities of the Indian Navy. MIGM system is an advanced underwater naval mine and it is designed to enhance the Indian Navy's capabilities against modern stealth ships and submarines. The Government of India has conveyed its concerns in the strongest terms to the Canadian High Commission in New Delhi regarding the parade held in Toronto when unacceptable imagery and threatening language were used against its leadership and Indian citizens residing in Canada. Sources said that India has once again called on the Canadian authorities to act against anti-India elements who spread hatred and advocate extremism and separatist agenda. The Union Home Ministry has asked the states and union territories to conduct mock drills on Wednesday to evaluate civil defence preparedness. The ministry has decided to organise civil defence exercise and rehearsal across the 244 categorised civil defence districts of the country. The conduct of the exercise is planned up to the village level. The primary objective is to assess the effectiveness of air raid warning systems, operationalization of hotline or radio communication links with the Indian Air Force, as well as to test the functionality of control rooms. The exercise also includes training of civilians and students on the civil defense aspects to protect themselves in the event of hostile attack. In IPL cricket, rain stopped play between Delhi Capitals and Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad when reports last came in. The cut-off time for a 5-over game is 11:42 p.m. Put into bat first, Delhi Capitals scored 133 for 7 in 20 overs. For Delhi, Tristan Stubbs and Ashutosh Sharma scored 41 runs each. For the home side, skipper Pat Cummins picked up 3 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.